From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Alarm is raised over U.S. airport security. A recent audit of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration found the agency failed to identify more than 70 workers with links to terrorism. It concluded the agency's multi-layered process for screening aviation workers was generally effective, but did not have access to terror watch list information. John Roth is the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General.
While we applaud the concept of risk-based approach in transportation security, our audits and inspections have uncovered significant vulnerabilities, and we have deep concerns regarding the manner in which TSA manages this risk.
The audit found thousands of records used for investigating workers had incomplete or inaccurate information. The report comes days after another internal report that found airport checkpoint screeners failed to detect fake explosives and weapons in most of the tests carried out by undercover federal agents. Libya's internationally recognized parliament has expressed unhappiness over a proposed national unity government advanced by the United Nations in mediated talks with a rival Islamist-dominated government in Tripoli. The latest proposal, unveiled during talks in Morocco Monday, is aimed at ending 4 years of chaos following the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. spokesman.
We understand that this document reflects Libyan views. It addresses the concerns of all parties based on their input, and we believe it's a balanced document that offers the best way forward.
The talks are to resume Wednesday in Berlin and involve the five permanent UN Security Council members, along with Italy, Germany, Spain, and the European Union. Meanwhile, the Islamic State group Tuesday tightened its grip over the central coastal city Sirte, seizing a power plant following a clash with Islamist militia. This is VOA News. A series of terrorist bombings killed at least 20 people Tuesday in and around Iraq's capital Baghdad, which is under threat by the IS militants. The most serious blast occurred when a car bomb blew up alongside the city's busy Palestine Street, home to numerous stores and restaurants. There's been no claim of responsibility, but IS has been behind other similar attacks. The extremist group also took responsibility for another strike on a local government building in Amir Yad al-Fallujah, west of Baghdad, at least 8 killed. An Egyptian court Tuesday sentenced 11 people to death over a 2012 football riot that killed more than 70 and injured hundreds of others. The court, trying more than 70 defendants, sentenced up to 40 to up to 15 years in prison and acquitted the rest. The retrial of the case, first tried back in 2013, followed an appeal and an order from Egypt's Court of Cassation. This father of one of the victims, Abu Suleiman, said outside the courtroom, "There is no justice," and he pointed out the five-year prison term handed down against a Port Said security official who he accused of being the main cause of the disaster. The riot began at the end of a league match between Cairo's El Ahly team and the home team El Masri, whose fans attacked the rival supporters with knives, rocks, and clubs. Many were crushed trying to escape. The defense chiefs of Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, Benin, and Chad Tuesday met in Abuja to discuss joint operations against the Boko Haram insurgency. Alex Bada is Nigeria's chief of defense staff.
Security is an issue that affects every nation takes very seriously, and the rise of extremism and terrorism across our region and indeed the world has made the issue even more pertinent.
Joint operations conducted since February have pushed the militant group out of most areas of northeast Nigeria under its control. The UN human rights chief has warned violence by pro-government militia in Burundi threatens to destabilize the country amid pre-election violence over President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial third-term bid. Zaid Ra'ad al-Hussein, in a statement issued Tuesday, said the militia violence, including executions, abductions, and torture, could, quote, tip an already extremely tense situation over the edge. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has postponed next week's planned visit to the United States to help her country deal with an outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. Seoul Wednesday confirmed two more fatalities, bringing the death toll to 9. One of the world's largest banks, HSBC, has planned to cut up to 50,000 employees, place more focus on Asia, overhaul global operations, and perhaps move its headquarters out of London. The job cuts affect nearly 20% of staff over the next 2 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.